At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
A warm and friendly hello, welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Spears, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. We got a great podcast for you. In segment number two, we are going to be talking to Kai McKee, and he does absolutely amazing work over at the Three-Man Weave. He was a part of the Almanac, which was a coming together of the Three-Man Weave Field of 68, along with HXCBB, to preview all these college basketball teams. And Kai, you previewed four conferences, including the Atlantic 10. We're going to dive in on a few Atlantic 10 teams. I'm going to ask him how St. Bonaventure is looking to rebuild this season after they lost 99.9% of their scoring. We're going to be taking a look at the outlook as well of Texas Tech, because they're currently dealing with an injury to Fardas Amick. We're going to be looking at Auburn as well, as Alan Flanagan's currently away from the team. The outlook of Xavier, with having a little bit of a suspension handed down to Zach Fremantle, what this means for Xavier and why there's both positives and negatives with regards to this suspension as well. So we're going to be diving into that, and we're going to talk about a few SEC teams, including one in Tennessee that has been very good during the regular season, hasn't delivered in March. So we're going to be getting that outlook. So we're going to be hitting upon that today. We really did not get any news and notes in college basketball from Wednesday, so just going to keep it to a two-part conversation, getting set to do more conference previews as well, as we are down to the Power 6 plus the American, and throw in there the Atlantic 10 as well. So those are the final eight conference previews that we got left to do on this podcast, as the Big East conference preview should be up within the next, I would say, 72 hours. I had my interview with John Fanta yesterday on that, so we shall have that up relatively soon. And if you do look for hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, got one of two ways we will fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at JNR41. Keep in mind, letters DM, name does not matter. As per usual, please just send these into the timeline. And the other way, that is find an Apple Podcast review. You rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. And then from there, you're able to fire in on whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via the 5-star review. And we got a little bit over a month before the start of the college basketball season, so anything that you want me to address here in the first segment, because we got plenty of time and we've got plenty of previewing to do, please do send those in. We'd love to be able to answer those. And along the way, we're going to be having some great conference previews and some great guest chats, like the one that we're going to be having with Kai next, right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
And now part of the Houston Family of Podcasts. It is great to be joined by our guests as we are joined by College Hoops Vigilant, Kai McKee, and he does absolutely amazing work over there at the three-man weave. He does great work over there at the Field of 68, as well as I know that the three-man weave, Field of 68, along with our friends at HXCBB, just got done writing up the Almanac, previewing in-depth all 363 D1 teams. They did absolutely amazing work on this, and I know that Kai played a heavy hand in that, doing a tremendous job getting things set for the upcoming season. And you're able to follow him on Twitter at Kai_3MW. And then for the three-man weave, you're able to follow them on Twitter at @3MW_CBB. And Kai, it is great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Greg.
And Kai, first things first, congratulations to you guys over there at the three-man weave and really everyone involved on the Almanac, because I picked it up and you guys did absolutely incredible work. As I always say on this podcast, never limit yourself in terms of the amount of resources that you could use for the upcoming college basketball season. All of you guys set on VSIN with, obviously, this podcast. And then if you're a VSIN Pro subscriber, I've got you guys covered there. But I also recommend the Almanac, Blue Ribbon Yearbook, folks. They do great work as well. I mean, honestly, if you get all three, you're very much set for the upcoming college basketball season. Never limit yourself on the amount of resources. And this is an incredible one. And when it came to all the research that you did for the Almanac, was there a team or two that, as you dove into them a little bit more, you changed your opinion on them, whether that be to the positive or the negative? Because I know that you guys did very much in-depth research on every one of these teams.
Yeah, so I covered about four conferences, well, exactly four conferences for the Almanac. What was interesting was talking to the actual coaches and getting more insight into why a team struggled for whatever reason last season. One that comes to mind is St. Joe's. Billy Lang, talking to him, I kind of had a thought going in that he just wasn't a very good coach and just wasn't a very good program. But there was stuff behind the scenes that were happening. They went through injuries, some player absences that ended up affecting their performance during the actual season. And that type of insight was very valuable. I think you're going to get a lot of that type of insight when you actually read the Almanac. There's a lot of good coach quotes littered in there and some context behind certain teams' performances and outlooks for the coming season. But stuff like that was valuable, and that's really the most enjoyable part of the entire process.
It certainly is, and I do think that St. Joe's is going to be a very fascinating team for the upcoming season, because it felt like they had some nice pieces, and honestly, the last 2 years, they played some of their best basketball towards back half of it, so we shall see what happens there, and on a little bit more of an Atlantic 10 front as well, because I know that that's one of the conferences that you covered. One team that just comes to mind for me is how to gauge St. Bonaventure, because coming into the year, the biggest unknowns are teams that have a lot of moving pieces. And I don't know about you, but I can't think of a team that has more moving pieces right now than St. Bonaventure, really, other than maybe LSU, because they lose every scholarship player. But St. Bonaventure lost 99.9% of their scoring. And I'm not even kidding when I throw out there that stat. And when it comes to the Bonnies, they have to bring in a lot of transfers. It's a very well-coached team under Dr. Schmidt. But this might be the toughest rebuild job that he's ever had at St. Bonaventure, a place that loves college basketball, but is not necessarily the easiest place to recruit to.
Yeah, super hard team to peg this year. Yeah, they have one guy returning that scored a point last season. So it's completely new roster. Schmidt was voted best X's and O's coach in the A-10 by his peers in that conference. So that's not a bad starting point if you're St. Bonaventure. You have arguably the best game coach there is in the league. He brought in some pretty good transfers. I mean, he brought in Cairo Luke from Holy Cross, who was the Patriot Freshman of the Year last year. Brought in Banks from St. Peter's. A couple big guys. It doesn't scream an A-10 caliber roster by any means. It's mostly low major transfers. But I do have some faith in Schmidt. I'm giving him a bit of a benefit of the doubt. He's pretty high on some of his freshmen coming in, especially Barry Evans. But yeah, it could be one of his rougher seasons. Probably not a top half of the conference finish that we're used to.
Yeah, because we saw St. Bonaventure really be that chic team coming into the year that a lot of people pegged in the top 25. They weren't able to reach that potential due to a lack of depth. And with that depth now being gone, it should be very, very fascinating because it is a new-look St. Bonaventure team. But it's always a great same insight that we can expect from Kai McKeon, and he is joining me on the podcast. And Kai, I know it's someone that you've talked about quite a bit this offseason and a team that I've been looking at quite a bit as well because I'm getting set to do my Big East Conference preview. That'd be Xavier. And, well, thank goodness I held off on my Big East preview a little bit because Zach Fremantle has been suspended indefinitely. Now, what indefinitely means, who knows? If it was Grayson Allen a few years ago for tripping folks, it meant one game. And, well, that's not necessarily the world's longest suspension. Sometimes indefinite suspension leads to being kicked off the team altogether. I probably don't think that's going to be one game. And at the same time, I don't think that Zach Fremantle is going to get kicked off altogether. But I do think that it is very interesting to take a look at this, and in a strange way, it actually makes me feel a little bit better about Xavier, because the big thing with Xavier last year is that they were just horribly coached under Travis Steele. There was no discipline whatsoever, and at the very least, with his suspension, you know who's boss in Sean Miller coming in, rather than having it be a case in which the players are just completely overrunning the program.
Yeah, exactly. And I saw this as a positive, too. Sean Miller is a no-nonsense coach, you know, not to discredit Travis Steele at all, but he clearly did let some stuff go on last year, and Miller made it clear that it's not happening under his watch. And if that means Fremantle, a guy who was clearly a valuable player for them last year, isn't part of the team, then that means he's not part of the team. I don't think Xavier will be detrimentally hurt by his absence. You know, Jack Nungy is their best big man, and they have plenty of talent to fill in at a small ball four type of role. A guy like Colby Jones could even slide up. So I think they'll be fine. Hopefully Fremantle does come back. They obviously probably are a better team if he's buying in, he's playing. But I don't think it takes him far down the Big East standings. And it's good to know that Sean Miller is truly in charge of the program.
And I do think that this is something that Xavier would be able to absorb if he misses like the first few non-conference games or something of that nature. But I do think that Zach Fremantle is going to need to be out there at the court on at some point if it does turn out to be one of those indefinite suspensions that turns into something that's even bigger than that. That would not be good for Xavier, to say the least, as Kai McKeon of the Three Man Weave is joining me on the podcast, because when Xavier was really firing all cylinders 2 seasons ago, Fremantle, you may remember, was the top scorer of this team, and a guy that at right around 6'9", very versatile, able to do a nice job of shooting threes, pulled in 9 rebounds per game for this bunch, and I think that he really is a focal point, though I will say how he coexists with Jack Nungy this year, I think is going to be very fascinating, because you've got another guy, Nungy, who is able to space the floor and has good height and is able to do a solid job on the glass as well.
Yeah, definitely, and who knows, I'm not, you know, insinuating anything, but we know Xavier's underperformed the last couple of years. Maybe chemistry, team chemistry's been part of that. Maybe Fremantle has as well, I don't know for sure, but just trying to read between the lines here and get kind of behind this suspension out of practice.
Yep, it should be interesting to see what happens. We shall see if we get any sort of explanation, because I don't know if you've got any more information on this tie, but I've just been told that it's an indefinite suspension. Not really a lot of detail was given. So if we get more information, that certainly will be something that will be passed along. But as of right now, there are still some things that we do need to find out about that. But something that we know is that Firdaus Amick, he's going to be out for quite a while for Texas Tech. And I do think that this is very meaningful, not just for Texas Tech, but just the landscape of the Big 12. We're in agreement on this one. We've talked about it on the podcast before. The Big 12, clearly the best conference in all of college basketball. It's got depth upon depth, and a loss like Firdaus Amick could be the difference between Texas Tech finishing third, fourth in the Big 12, which is where I've seen a lot of people peg them, to outside that top five. And I do think that it's going to be interesting to see how Texas Tech is able to maneuver without him, and or when Firdaus Amick is able to come back, because a broken foot is a no-joke injury, especially to someone that's 6'11", has some good versatility as he shot over 40% from three. And I'm very fascinated to see how Texas Tech comes out at the beginning of the year and how they also try to reacclimate him back in the full midseason.
Yeah, definitely. And I've heard various reports on how severe the injury actually is. I've heard guys think he's going to be out for a long time. I've heard he's coming back by the start of the season. So it's something that obviously is worth monitoring. I think in the meantime, and especially in the non-conference, I think Texas Tech will be okay. You know, Daniel Bacho is a guy that can slide in and start at the five, provides you with tough defense and kind of fill the lane. Texas Tech really is sort of a system defensive team. You know, I don't think they're going to fall off by a leaps and bounds without Amick in the lineup. And that defensive prowess is really what drives their success every single season. Yes, it hurts them with him being out of the lineup, but hopefully he's back in time for conference play and doesn't hurt their tournament outlook too much with the non-conference portion.
Yep, and as we know, Texas Tech, they always have a strange non-conference schedule, and it looks like it's going to be a lot the same this season, where they're going to play against a few teams like your Incarnate Words. I'm not even going to throw in their Texas A&M Corpus Christi, because Corpus Christi was able to make the NCAA tournament last year, but insert your poopy swag Southland team here. They always have a few of those, and then they have their big bomber games that they play, like they had to play against Gonzaga last year. Obviously, that's not going to be happening this season, but for Texas Tech, always interesting to see how they're going to be able to progress. And the guy that I think is very interesting for this team is Daniel Bacho, because with Daniel Bacho, he came into Arizona with a lot of fanfare, and he's been a guy that I just have not necessarily been able to make a lot out of, just because we haven't seen him much. He's someone that he himself dealt with lower body injuries towards the beginning part of his career, and I do think that he's going to be a big X factor for the Texas Tech team, and now he's really going to need to develop as a result of this injury perhaps a little bit faster.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, he's a big body. I mean, he's a 7-footer, and he was a big recruit coming from France. I believe he's French. At the very least, he's a great rebounder, and he's big enough to demand space in the paint. His block rates were good last season when he did play, so maybe a good indication he can protect the rim. It's more of a stopgap till Amick gets back. And again, like I said, the defensive system that Adams has in place at Texas Tech gives me enough confidence that they can get by with that. I mean, last year they were starting a 6'8 guy at center, 6'7. I think they'll be okay.
I do think so as well. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Kai McKean. He does tremendous work over there at the three-man weave. And then something else that we've seen over the last few days as well is that Alan Flanagan is currently away from the Auburn program. And I do think that this is worth taking note of. Perhaps he comes back and everything is all good with that, but he is currently away from the team for personal reasons. And I do think that this is pretty meaningful, because Auburn, as we know, they're in quite a bit of transition. When you've got a lottery pick that leaves the program coupled with Walker Kessler, that does mean that there needs to be a little bit of rebuilding. Now, good news is a replacement for Walker Kessler is a guy by the name of G&I Broom, who averaged nearly four blocks per contest while he was at Morehead State last season. So that is very helpful for them. But I do feel like Auburn is going to need to step up in terms of backcourt a little bit more, because last year that was the main kryptonite for them. They weren't able to do a great job of shooting threes. And I feel like part of that was that Alan Flanagan was injured throughout much of the season last year, because you may recall 2020-21 season, about 14.5 points per contest last season, big fall off with him. And I do think that gauging his status is going to be very important for pegging Auburn in an SEC that I feel like there is very much a clear list of haves towards the top seven. And then when you get down to that bottom four, bottom five, there's clearly a list of have-nots. And I sort of have Auburn in the lower half of the haves.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I do think Flanagan matters. I know they're really high on Chance Westry, their freshman wing. He's a borderline five-star guy. So maybe he can come in and kind of replace what Flanagan, you know, gave to Auburn. I don't know if Flanagan is going to be out for an extended period, but obviously with him stepping away for personal reasons, it's definitely a possibility. Overall, I think Auburn, I'm actually kind of high on them this year. I think the Green-Johnson backcourt got some deserved flack last year, but I think they're going to be better this season. They're both only in their second year at Auburn. They're now upperclassmen in college. It's their third season overall. I think a lot of the inconsistency, a lot of the erraticism you saw last year, I think that kind of settles down. I think they get consistent this year. And to your point, yeah, Kessler was transcendent last year on defense, but man, Broom is a pretty good replacement. You know, he can give you 75-80% on the defensive end that Kessler gave you, maybe even more. You know, four blocks a game is nothing to sneeze at. So I do think Auburn's going to be okay. The SEC in general is just super tough. 1 through 10 or 11 is a really good team.
Yep, I agree with you. I do think that you've got your top, I'm going to call it 10, because I do think that the bottom four of the SEC, when you get down to a team like a Vanderbilt, that's a little bit grody on that front, but those top 10 teams are very fascinating, and I just don't know what to make out of that conference as well. I talked about it with Blake Lovell on the podcast yesterday. Just South Carolina, G.G. Jackson in general, I think that that's going to be a very fascinating team. And the other team that I just am going a little bit back and forth on is Tennessee, because Tennessee has been like your buddy at the bar year in and year out, and has been unable to close out their games in March. But every single year going into March, they're a very chic pick. They've done a great job of recruiting once again this year. I absolutely love Rick Barnes as a coach, but I just sort of need to see it to believe it from them towards the back half of the season. I'm not sure your thoughts on Tennessee coming into the year, but that's the one team from the SEC that has always been befuddling to me the last few seasons. I think that they're going to be one of the more fascinating teams in this conference once again.
I'm pretty high on Tennessee. I do like regular season Rick Barnes. He's certainly had his struggles in the tournament, but man, he's been solid in SEC play. There's lots to like. Their backcourt is really good. Ziegler is that on-ball bulldog type of defender, among the best in the country at guarding point guards. Vescovi is an all-conference player. James might be one of the most versatile players in the entire country. And then Kamwa, their four-man, he's got a real chance to break out this season. He played very well at the beginning of last year. I think he has an opportunity to lead this team in scoring. They bring in Tyreek Key from Indiana State, who they're high on. And I know their five-star freshman Julian Phillips is somebody they're high on. So I think it's a team with a lot of pieces. They have their typical athleticism, their versatility, and like I said, Rick Barnes in SEC play, it's a pretty good track record.
It certainly is. The question that you always have with Tennessee is the outside shooting when it comes to the month of March. Mm-hmm. That seems to be their undoing. But I do think that, to your point, bringing in Key from Indiana State, a guy that's out of sight, out of mind after he missed all of last year due to injury, that is going to be very important for this team, and that should be able to fortify them, just like you fortified this podcast, Guy. You do amazing work over there at the three-man weave. You've been relentlessly preparing for this upcoming college basketball season. You guys did an amazing job with the Almanac. Kudos to you and everyone else involved. And I know you've got a lot on tap coming up for this upcoming season as well. So let the good people at home know how they're able to follow you on social media and just what is all on the docket for you.
Yeah, definitely. Social media, Twitter, 3MW_CDV. That's where you can find all of our updates for the coming season. We'll be announcing our show plans for the year, our writing plans, all that good stuff. But in the meantime, really encourage everyone to buy the Almanac. It really is the best college basketball preview content out there. It's beautiful to look at and read. It's really easy to read. Fantastic stuff. 800 pages. That link is on our Twitter bio.
600,000 words. That is absolutely insane. I didn't think it was possible to have 600,000 words dedicated to just college basketball, but the gentleman over there doing the Almanac, a little bit of a coming together with the three-man weave, Field of 68, along with our good friends at HXCBB. They were able to do so. Kai played a big hand in that. He did four different conferences, and as you heard, you were able to get a little bit of a snippet of some of the work that he did previewing the Atlantic 10 as well. So it was great to be able to get Kai aboard today. A big thanks to him. And if you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Ghost to Ghost Hoops, you're able to subscribe where you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And if you have a question, comment, segment, idea on AV for this podcast, one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at GNRS41. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. Otherwise, find an Apple Podcast review if you rate this podcast 5 stars. Very much appreciate it. From there, you're able to find whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via the 5-star review. There are no days off on this podcast, so I will be chatting at you guys once again tomorrow once we get in season. Gonna have picks and analysis on every single game, every single day, and here in the off season, got you guys covered with conference previews, Big East conference preview coming up within the next 72 hours on this podcast, and we've got the Power 6 plus along with that the Atlantic 10 and the American coming your way within the next few weeks. So be on the lookout for that and be on the lookout for a fresh podcast tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.